Good evening. Welcome to the Hip to Mama. I'm Thea, and on tonight's show, we're gonna go right into it. Tonight's topic is dealing with some good frugal hacks to help you live cheaply, but not in a bad way, but in a good way. What I mean by living cheaply, but it's really what I mean by living cheaply is to find different ways to cut costs so that you can so that can. So that you'll be able to spend less while still living well at the same time, because it is possible to live frugally without sacrificing the quality of your life while doing so. So that is the basis of tonight's episode. So let's get right into it, because I have a list of so many different hacks, and I don't want to get into too many, I don't want to get into any long-winded conversations. I'm going to go right into my list. The first thing I have here is to cancel any unused subscriptions you may have. Now, that includes magazine subscriptions, subscriptions to services that you're not really using for your online business or for marketing. Maybe you subscribe to these services in the past, but you're finding that you're not using them as much as you used to, or you may find that they no longer serve a purpose for you. I have had to do that in the past. Actually, I did that recently. I had to cancel a certain email marketing service because I wasn't too pleased with it, and I felt that I just found another service that was much better and more affordable. So it's okay to do that in order for you to cut costs so you can live frugally. The next thing I have here is you want to get some free books and DVDs from the library. The library is one of your best friends if you are into frugal living or if you aspire to live more frugally. It is always a good idea to hang out at the library, check out some really good books, and not just for yourself, but also for your kids. And this is for, especially for those who are new homeschooling parents. And you are on a tight budget, and you can't afford the fancy curriculums that you see on YouTube or that you read about on all the different homeschooling blogs out there. Now, I'm not saying that those curriculums are bad. They're not. It's just that not every family can afford that, at least not right now, if they're just getting started. So if that sounds like you and you are a new homeschooling parent, you can actually create a unit study. You can create an entire curriculum based off of the library books, especially if you have little kids. My experience is that when I would bring my daughter to the library, I would find all kinds of books on shapes. I would find books on colors, the alphabet, numbers, patterns, books that talk about how we should express our feelings, just a number of topics. And I would take that and create lessons just from those books. So it is possible to do that. So check out what your library has to offer. Another thing you want to do is to stop buying cases of sodas. This is something I've been guilty of for a very long time, but in recent weeks I have been making homemade tea from scratch. So we've been drinking a lot of tea here at the house. Also, we've been drinking tap water, and we've been making our own coffee at home, and we also and occasionally we'll buy a gallon of fruit juice, but that's occasionally. We don't like to do it too frequently. So by doing this, just by eliminating cases of soda from your budget, you can save money, and also you can reduce the calories as well. Because as many of us know, those soft drinks are not only expensive, depending on what store you go to, but they can be high in sugar intake, sodium, and the calorie intake. So you want to eliminate cases of soda in order to cut costs as well. Another thing you don't want to do is don't buy music CDs. Instead, you can get this music from free on YouTube. I've been doing it. This is another thing that I have done for quite a few years now. I would go to YouTube, type in a certain song or a certain artist, and a lot of different playlists would come up from that same artist, or there would be different playlists from a different based on a certain song. So if you type in, for example, for those who are jazz fans, and you type in Ella Fitzgerald, well, you would probably get entire playlists of different Ella Fitzgerald songs, or you may get different songs that are based on Ella Fitzgerald's music. For example, a lot of her music came out between the 1930s going all the way until the 1970s and even 80s. So if you were to type in Ella Fitzgerald on YouTube, it'll just be an endless list. You can listen to that, or you can listen to her music on YouTube for hours with all the search results that will come up. Also, you can listen to music for free on Spotify and a free version of Pandora. So
So there's really no excuse to buy tons and tons of music CDs. It just doesn't make sense to do that nowadays. So if you want to save some money, just do away with music CDs and just listen to a lot of your music for free online. Another thing you want to do to save money and to be more frugal is to buy mostly generic brand items at the grocery store. This is something that I do a lot with canned fruits and canned vegetables. I do it with butter many times, canned evaporated milk. And sometimes I'll do it even with rice and many other items. I do it with sugar and with flour as well. So a lot of your, especially, and you can do this, and you can really get away with this with your wing, especially if you're trying to stock up now for if you believe that for those of us out there who believe that a second wave of food shortages or another wave of COVID-19 could occur between now and winter, and if you are prepping for, and if for those out there who are doing some prepper buying right now. This one way you can save money on that is to buy generic brand canned goods, canned meats, even sugar, butter, and flour, and rice, and even beans in some cases. Many of these foods you can buy, you can get the generic brand. It will save you hundreds of dollars. Okay, another thing that I have done quite a bit since my daughter was born, and I do it for my and I and I've also done it for myself for quite a few years, even before I had my daughter, was to buy clothes secondhand. For me, when I was in college and during my early years of adulthood, before I became a mom, I would visit the I would hop on a bus because I don't drive. I don't have a car, so I would use public transportation, and I would hop on a car and go to my favorite street. And go and walk over and head over to my favorite consignment shop and walk out of there with some really cool outfits, but I didn't pay a whole lot of money for it. And you would be amazed what you would find when you walk in a thrift store or a consignment shop. You can find amazing outfits, and they come in just about every size imaginable. It is great. So if you've never been to a consignment shop, I'll explain to you what this is. A consignment shop is basically a place where the sellers offer designer brand clothes, and sometimes they're not the high-end designer brands. They could be just brands from independent designers. But anyway, they offer a lot of these brands at really marked down prices. Now, what I would do, and I would recommend this too, is that you look through that and inspect them even before you buy them. Now, if you order from an online consignment shop, that gets tricky because you won't really be able to do too much inspecting with that. So that's where it gets tricky. But I've done both. I've bought clothes from online consignment shops, and I've gone to the physical consignment shops, and I've gone in person as well. So I've done both, and every time I've gone, I've walked away with some amazing deals. In fact, I received a shipment from one of my favorite online consignment shops, ThredUp. For those of you who might not be familiar with this, ThredUp is an online consignment store where you can buy clothes and accessories at from well-known brands and independent fashion designers or whatnot at markdown prices. It's just like going to a regular consignment shop in person. The only difference is this is an online version of it. So ThredUp is an online version of a consignment shop, and I have bought things from there several times over the years, and I have been very happy with it. I don't really have any complaints about their services. I've received good customer service. The clothes that I've received from them were mainly in good condition. I haven't received anything yet with major spots or missing buttons or missing zippers or anything like that. They've all been in pretty good condition. So if you're looking for a way to buy clothes secondhand, I would highly recommend ThredUp. Okay, and so let's see here. I try not to make it as long, but I thought of so many ways that you can be more frugal. Another thing that you can do is make your own cleaning product. That would definitely save you hundreds of dollars. It really will. If you can just and you can there are many things, many ways that you can make your own cleaning products. And I'll just mention some of the staples that people have used and still use to this day to create their own cleaning products. They'll use cast out soap, the liquid cast out soap. In fact, I went in Walgreens not a few days ago, I went to buy some things, and I saw that right there on the shelf, the liquid castile soap. There's baking soda, there's hydrogen peroxide, lemon juice, Dawn liquid, white vinegar, aloe vera, essential oils. All of these things you can use along with, and also we combine a lot of these with plain water. You basically have you basically can put together a variety of cleaning recipes. And one of the best places to find cleaning product recipes is on Pinterest. Now, many blogs have this as well. Also, if you want to see the video versions of this, if you want to see how a person makes it and see it in action, just go straight to YouTube and you'll see a lot of different tutorials on how to make your own cleaning products so you can save money that way. Another thing that I have done over the years, and I do this still to this day, I do a lot of this, is walking or using public transportation to either get to work, to school, run errands. So walking, and not only that, but walking is really great exercise. It really is. So walking or taking a bus instead of using so much gas and driving all over the place and here and there, and you can shave off some money from your budget just from walking or taking the public taking buses. Another thing, now this is something else that is very important, and I believe it's going to become all the more important should civil unrest break out in this country, which I believe could happen. Now there's some who don't feel that way, but I really believe that we could very well reach that point, reach a boiling point. I feel we're almost there now, following the different riots as far as regarding the race relations in this nation. But I'm starting to sense that this could even happen. This could especially increase following the elections, whatever the outcome of that may be. And with that said, should things get really, really dark in this nation, and should things really hit the fan in a literal sense, it is going to become all the more important to learn how to do things ourselves. It's going to be all the more important to have some really good DIY skills on hand. So now would be the time to learn them. And in this day and age, there's really no excuse to not learn them or to not have an idea of what to do. On YouTube, there's videos of how to do all kinds of things, from sewing to cooking different meals at home. How to just the other day, I looked at a YouTube video, and where this particular lady made her own water filter. she did it from scratch, and there's so many different DIY skills that will come in handy, and that YouTube can give you tutorials on, or you can read different blogs. In particular, you can read some of the prepper blogs and survivalist blogs, because I find that those types of blogs really give you a lot of advice as far as DIY skills and how to put those skills to use should you not have any electricity for a long stretch of time, or should you go without gas or anything like that. So that is, it will save you money, but I think it can also save your life should things get really, really bad. And that is to have some good DIY skills. Another thing that I'd like to do to save money is to prepare meals that will last a few days. So in other words, you want to prepare meals. You don't want to, if you really want to save, if you want to save money and not having to constantly go to the grocery store all the time and waste food and or if it's something that the whole family really won't like, you may like it, but the rest of your family won't wouldn't want to eat it. You want to prepare meals that you and your family would like, but those meals, you should also prepare meals that will last you a few days. I can give you some examples of some meals that most families would like that could last for a few days. So if you make a big pot of spaghetti and meat sauce, that could last you a good few days. And also chili. It's fall season and we get into the cooler months, so now would be a good time to make some nice big pot of chili, and people can eat off of that. Actually, and if you make the chili, you can turn that into sloppy joes the next day, and then the day after that, you can turn that chili into a meat sauce, which is spaghetti, or you can serve it with rice. So there's many things you can do with leftover chili, for example. So that's another good way to save money and to stretch your dollars, so you won't have to keep going to the store every other day, is to prepare meals that will last you at least a few days. And even if you don't eat off of it all of those during the whole week, you can freeze the rest of that and then serve it at a later time. Actually, I did that with some homemade beef soup that I made a while back, and it's still in the freezer. It still should be good. And so with that said, I'm going to take a break and I'll be back with some more tips. All right, welcome back. This is the second half of this episode. I'm the hipster mama, Thea. And during the first half of the show, I gave the first part of some frugal hacks that I've used personally to stay frugal and to keep more money in my pocket and to spend less while still living well in the process. So now we're going to move on to part two of these hacks. One thing that I like to do is to wear certain clothes and on re I will wear certain clothes with on repeat. If they're not dirty or smelly or anything like that, then that's how I do things. If certain shirts are really not that filthy, if they're not smelly, I'm not going to just toss it in a laundry basket. I'll probably wear it again. And my family can tell you, my mom in particular can tell you that I'm notorious for doing that with jeans. Because a lot of times I don't really get my jeans all that dirty. Now there are times if I'm sitting on the ground outside with my daughter, or if I'm eating and some food happens to get on my jeans, or if I'm in a during the day of looking after my daughter, things might get messy. When we do messy play, then my jeans will get dirty, and of course I'll just toss it in the laundry then. But for the most part, I'm able to keep my clothes clean for the most part during the day without getting too many messes on it. So I just figure it doesn't make any sense to toss those clothes in a dirty clothes basket when they're not really all that dirty. And it would save me money on washing clothes. It would definitely save me money on soap, on laundry detergent and bleach and fabric softener. I won't have to use as much of it in the long run. So that's another, I call that a really funny frugal hack. If your favorite outfits, if they're not really dirty or if they're not smelly or anything like that, don't have dust on it or any major stain that will clearly say dirty to the rest of the world, I would just wear those on repeat until you can't do it. Because that way, and when you do that, that's less clothes that you're washing for that week. So that's another hack. Another thing that's really good to do is to eat meatless meals every once in a while. This is another way to save money. If you don't want to pay those high prices for meat during a certain week, you can just use that week for meatless meals and save money. Also, find some free ways to entertain yourself. And I'm not just talking about going to the park or going to a concert or an event at a club or anything like that. And especially right now in this post-pandemic world, many venues are still not open in different cities and states. So that's not really what I'm talking about when I mean free entertainment. What I mean by free entertainment, you can go online and go and they have where they offer virtual tours or virtual field trips if you're trying to entertain the kids. That's another form of free entertainment. Also, just different ways. Just another way to entertain yourself freely is to read library books. I know many libraries have contactless pickup now. I know the libraries in my city where I am, they offer that now, where you can request where you can pick out the books you want online and then pick them up from the library. So that's another way of entertaining yourself and educating yourself at the same time, is just reading some free books or looking at some free DVDs that you borrow from the library, because those two things count as free entertainment. Also, just take the kids out in the backyard. If you have a basketball court in the back of in your backyard, if you have some other type of if you have a trampoline in the yard, just take the kids out and have them jump for hours before dinner. That counts as free entertainment as well. So just looking for free or even inexpensive ways to entertain yourself and your kids. Another thing too is to leave the expensive cable alone. Yes, if you look at the price of cable now, no matter which carrier it is, it just seems that the price of cable is gotten so high. And the thing, and what I don't like about it is that with cable TV, I don't really watch a lot of the movie channels. I'm not into sports. I'm not really a sports fan. The main thing I watch that's dealing with sports is the New Orleans Saints when they come on, when they play games. On TV. That's about it as far as sports go. But I don't really spend a lot of time on ESPN or any of the other cable sports networks like Fox Sports, NBC Sports, CBS Sports, all those different cable sports networks. I don't really get into that, and so I'm thinking to myself, why pay extra for sports channels that I don't look at and movie channels that I don't really care too much for, because I'm not really a movie fan unless it's a biographical movie. That's the kind of movies I like anyway. I'm not into chick flicks. I don't like horror movies. I'm not into comedies really. So I figured it would be a waste of time to pay hundreds of dollars every month for channels that I barely watch. So if you want to save money, if you're just getting started, you can start right there, which is eliminating cable, because some of these same things that you watch on cable, it's not like you can't watch it on Netflix or just go straight to YouTube for documentaries. For those who love documentaries, you don't need cable for that. You can go to YouTube and look at documentaries for free, for example. So that's another thing to consider if you are interested in living more frugally. Also, this is something that you should do yourself, but this would be something to train your children to do, and that is to never leave lights and other appliances on for long stretches of time when not in use. Yes. I mean, the longer that we leave the lights on, TV, and then we have lights on in just about every room, then the TV and computers are blasting in all the different rooms, but no one's in those rooms. That's the more money we are wasting, and that's the and that is and then it's gonna and it all shows when we get that monthly bill. So if you want to save hundreds of dollars off of utility bills, you want to leave. If you're not gonna be in those rooms, you want to leave your you want to turn those lights off, any appliances, your TV, computer, and some people have will actually go as far as unplugging their certain devices when they're not used. That's another way to do it too. Now others may think that's an extreme way of doing it, just unplugging everything. And I don't always recommend that for everybody, because not everyone can do that. But if you're not going to be in the room, it's better to just turn those devices off if you won't be home, or if you're going to be out of that room for a few hours. Also consider a smaller home if you feel that in the bigger home that you have is eating up a lot of your expenses to the point where it's hard to even survive now, and where your home has now become a burden rather than the blessing that it's supposed to be. This might be the time to consider downsizing if you're able to move to a smaller but more affordable neighborhood. That's a smaller home, and also in a neighborhood that's or city that's more affordable. That's another way to stay frugal as well. Another thing you want to do too, for those who are into the fashion and accessories and things like that, you want to take inventory of your closet and declutter. This should be done. This can be done every few months, or you can do it every season. You can do a fall declutter because we just welcome the season of fall, this amazing season that a lot of people are into. They're into fall. Now, I'm a fall and winter person too. I don't care too much for summer. I like spring. I can deal with spring. I just can't deal with summer all that much. But I love fall and winter. So every season, it's a good idea to take inventory of what's in your closet. All those shoes and purses that you haven't worn in weeks or even months, and you want to declutter. You want to donate any of the items that you don't really wear, you no longer fit, maybe you gain weight over a period of months, and you just can't fit those clothes anymore. Or it could be you're not passionate about those clothes anymore. You're not as excited as you used to be about the outfits now as opposed to when you first bought them. So you want to take inventory and donate all the ones you don't really need, or your uses as a time to make extra money by selling those items that you don't want or need anymore from your closet. So that's another way that you can be more frugal in your life. Another thing that I like to do is to shop my pantry and refrigerator and to cook from that before buying something else from the store. This is something my late grandmother did. She did this quite a bit. I would come home from school sometimes, and I would see her, and she would be taking things out the refrigerator. So I knew she was cleaning the refrigerator, but But when she cleaned out the refrigerator, she would take the staples because she was not a big fan of throwing things away, or throwing good food, wasting food. She did not like, she didn't believe in wasting food, and I really get that because I don't like to waste food either. And so what she would do is she'll take the staples from the refrigerator after she cleaned it out really good and make a soup from it. She might bake a snack cake. She used to call it snack cakes. She would make casseroles from it, or she'll just make salads or whatever she whatever came to her, whatever she was inspired to make from the staples left over from when she cleaned out the refrigerator. She turned that into a meal. And that's how that and this is how she made her dollar stretch at times. And so it's those old school skills. I really believe that we as millennials and those even younger than us can should really go back to. I think those are skills that we all could use, no matter what generation, we can all use those skills. So that's another thing. Before you head out to the store and buy tons of groceries, it's a good idea to look at your pantry, check your deep freezer. Yeah, I have a funny story about that. I went to the deep freezer just to see what I can find. Ended up seeing bags of turkey wings, and I thought I didn't even think we had anything in the deep freezer, but we had some turkey wings. So I took that out, let it thaw out for a few hours, then I cooked it. So you would be amazed what's hiding in your pantry. So that's another thing you want to do. Also, if you are serving your kids a dinner, breakfast, or lunch, don't serve them big portions. I made this mistake as a as and every once in a while I still make this mistake, but in the past I know for certain I have made mistakes like that. If you have kids who are picky eaters and they're not the type to finish all of their food, it just doesn't make any sense to give them this big plate of food. For example, you give them two burgers instead of one and a big heaping of fries, but they're only 5 or 6 years old and their attention spans are pretty short, so they just want to, especially if they're the type that they just want to get through their food so they can go play. You are wasting food, therefore wasting money by serving your kids big portions of food. Just don't do it. Just give them a nice small amount, and if they want some more, you can give them more. And that's one lesson I learned from my mom about that. And finally, this is the last one. You want to utilize dollar stores for also, in other words, you want to check out the dollar stores for your school supplies and office supplies, and also drug stores. I should also add that to the mix too, drug stores, because a lot of times the dollar stores and many of the drug stores, they offer really decent deals on school supplies and your basic office supplies. And this is for all the work from home folks out there like me. A big shout out to all the freelancers, other independent contractors, online business owners, home-based business owners, and shout out to all of the homeschooling moms out there. Okay, so that hack was for all of you. So with that said, I'm gonna end tonight's podcast. Once again, this is the Hipster Mama, and I'm Thea. And until next time, everyone have a great night.